on your podcast. So I told y'all before, a lot of people have been sending me a lot of things about relationships. And this one, someone actually sent me this. So give me one. This is called Embracing Quality, the Importance of Love and Support for Men. Love knows no gender boundaries, yet societal expectation often focus disproportionately on women's needs for love and support. However, it is critical to recognize that men too have a longing to be loved, valued, and uplifted in their relationship. We will emphasize the importance of treating love as a universal human need, explore why men deserve equal recognition and encouragement, and discuss the positive impact of uplifting and supporting your partner. So we're going to start by breaking gender stereotypes. Historically, social norms have often portrayed men as stoic, unemotional beings who are expected to provide strength and support without requiring the same in return. The gender bias perpetuates the misconception that men do not need love or appreciation, hindering their emotional well-being and overall relationship satisfaction. The need for love and validation, just like women, men desire emotional connections, affection, and validation. They have their own set of vulnerabilities, insecurities, and a need for acceptance. By recognizing and addressing these needs, we will foster a healthier and more balanced relationship. 1. Equal partnership. Creating an equal partnership where both partners feel loved, valued, and encouraged is essential for relationship success. Mutual support and validation enhance emotional intimacy and create a safe space for personal growth, emotional expressions, and vulnerability. So, 2, uplift your partner. Take the time to recognize and appreciate your partner, their strength, accomplishments, and efforts. Show genuine admiration for their qualities, talents, and achievement. 3, give them emotional support. So you want to encourage open communication, emotional expression. You want to create an environment where your partner feels safe to share his feelings, concerns, and challenges without judgments or ridicule. 4, active listening. That means show genuine interest in their ideas, dreams, and aspirations. Value their thoughts and opinion. 5, affection and intimacy. Now, we all know physical affection plays a vital role in fostering emotional connection and well-being. We want to express love, tenderness, and intimacy through gestures, touch, and quality time spent together. 6, mutual growth. So we want to encourage personal growth and support our partner's dream and ambitions. Actively participate in their journey. Provide constructive feedback. We want to motivate them and assist them when they need it. Now, the benefit for uplifting men. 1, it increases emotional well-being, feeling love and support positively impact men's mental and emotional health. It fosters self-esteem, confidence, and overall happiness. It improves relationship satisfaction, mutual appreciation, encouragement. It creates a strong foundation of trust, respect, and happiness within the relationship. It leads to greater relationship satisfaction for both partners. It enhances communication, open and honest communication, promoting emotional intimacy and understanding between both partners. Role models, equality. It demonstrates the importance of uplifting men We break gender stereotypes and contribute to a more equitable society, fostering healthier relationships for future generations. It's like a plant. When you water a plant properly, it will grow. Always evaluate how you love. Always evaluate, are you vibrating on the same frequencies? Do your love just flow back and forth? And remember to always uplift one another. Always encourage one another. Always listen openly to one another. These are the things you want to do, because it provides a healthier and better relationship between men and women. So I'd like to thank you and thank everyone. Like I said, they done sent me so much stuff right now. Even though I done told everybody that I wasn't going to do my podcast for a whole month. But they keep sending me stuff. So yeah, look. So I guess I'll keep sharing the stuff with you until I'm like, you won't hear from me. And then you know I done took a break. But until then, I will share all the stuff that I actually read or consider that people send me. Because like I said, I have my emails is like full, overfull of things people actually sent me. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to share this or I'm going to share that. There's other things I need to share. But I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please get a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever this podcast is. I appreciate you. Call me at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast/wordpress.com. Find my son Sounds on Instagram. He got an Apple on Spotify, Apple. Follow TJ VUCLAIS. You have a book called Black Girl Orange. King's Flex has a record out on SoundCloud. In Female Reform, they have a virtual store in New York, and y'all have a blessing. I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify. I hope wherever you listen to your podcast at, please comment at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. We got an album on Spotify, Apple. Follow TJ. She has a book called Black Girl in Orange. Please read it. Follow TAWNYA Wade Williams. She has a book called Suddenly Single. Read that. King's Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform, and Adventure Store in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.